The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." Now notice, he doesn't say you should be the light of the world, or you could be the light of the world, or you would be the light of the world if only you get out there and try harder. He says you are the light of the world. And only one little thought for today. Light has one job: to shine before others and not for its own self. We live in very individualistic times in history. Real strange postage stamp of real estate in the great timeline of history that we're in right now. If you could imagine a pendulum swinging between two extremes. And one of those extremes is attention to your individual identity. And the other extreme as your identity as a member of our larger group. We are so far to the extreme of individualism that we can't get any further. I mean, to the neglect of the well-being of others. And of course, it can't last. But, you know, it has some strange effects in religion, even in religion. A lot of people look upon their faith as something done entirely for themselves. Some people look upon their faith as their personal hobby, or as if it's a self-improvement project. They look sometimes upon their parish, not unlike the way they would look upon a country club, a nice little place for me to gather with friends and, you know, have a good time and forget about the troubles of life. People say, you know, why do you go to that church? Why do you do those prayers? Why do you do those things? Well, you know, it enriches me. I think it makes me a better person. I find it personally fulfilling. All of those may be true, but all of them are woefully inadequate because they're all entirely about yourself. Remember this, your identity is light. You exist for the well-being of others. Light is funny that way. You know, it doesn't exist for itself. You can't look at light directly. I mean, even the lights we got up here, they're shaded so that they diffuse and scatter. But you can't look at light directly. It's only valuable when it illuminates something else. It's very much like salt in that sense. You can't eat salt directly. I don't know, maybe if you're a little kid playing in the kitchen, you can eat salt directly, but most of us grow out of that phase. And you begin to realize salt only has value when it draws out the flavor of something else. And so you, and so for me. Our identity is for others. And that's why you'll never find happiness by trying to find happiness. Surprisingly, you'll find it by trying to bring it to somebody else. And you'll never become fulfilled by trying to become fulfilled. This only happens when you try to bring fulfillment to somebody else. And maybe most surprising of all, have you ever stopped to consider this? If you're not concerned about helping other people get to heaven, you're probably not going to heaven yourself. And one of the great surprises you realize in learning this is that the more you give, the more you receive, because we discover our very identity. We discover who we are. That's when your light shines. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Barnabas, first century martyr, one of those ancient Christians about whom we know almost nothing. Most people think that he was martyred in Antioch. He was one of those apostles who was named an apostle after Jesus ascended into heaven, you know, along with Paul and Matthias and perhaps even a third, St. James. But did you know that Barnabas wasn't his real name? His real name was Joseph. Barnabas was a nickname. And the nickname means son of encouragement. Because at key moments in his life, Barnabas let his light shine. He forgot about himself and did something good for somebody else. You've heard of the Gospel of St. Mark. It was Barnabas who encouraged St. Mark to accompany St. Peter to Rome. And maybe you already know this, but the Gospel of Mark records the preaching of St. Peter, which he made in the Church of Rome. Never would have happened without Barnabas fading away behind the scenes. You've heard of St. Paul, who persecuted Christians as if to the point of extermination, if he possibly could, until he was converted and became the teacher to the nations and wrote the better part of the New Testament. Would you know that it was Barnabas who first allowed Paul to preach in the first place? Barnabas was the one who convinced Christians to listen to St. Paul, said he's a changed man, give him a hearing. Without Barnabas, who knows, it may never have happened. But Barnabas was one of those people who forgot about himself. You know, he was so busy letting his light shine that he discovered his own identity. There never would have been a Paul, there never would have been a St. Peter, there never would have been a Gospel of Mark. You never think about St. Barnabas when you think about these things, but that's because Barnabas wasn't thinking about Barnabas either. Probably never realized the good that he did. He was letting his light shine, not for his own well-being, but for the praise and glory of his Heavenly Father. So too must it be for us. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Barnabas, pray for us.